You're listening to WWBC, COCO, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, COCO, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Sounds. We are elated that you have chosen this broadcast on this evening, and we look forward to God blessing you. Stay tuned.
Hello and welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in to Kingdom Sounds. We are a radio broadcast for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our pastors are Thomas and Teresa Robinson. Victory is located at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. We are so thankful to the Lord and to WWBC radio station, Pastor Paul Exposito, just to be able to be on this platform, bringing the word of God, bringing the sound that the Lord lays on our heart each weekday, Monday through Friday, right here at 6 p.m. I am your host today, sitting in for our Pastor Thomas. I'm Andre Jordan. Just thankful to be with you today once again. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made. We know to always rejoice and be glad in it, no matter what the day holds. The Father has filtered it. He's assured us of our victory. He's assured us of the power to overcome. And so we thank him for it. God, we just bless your name. Even now, we thank you for another day. We thank you for this radio broadcast. We thank you for the listeners tuning in by divine appointment each week. We pray your blessings over them. We pray for the Holy Spirit to speak to all of our hearts. Give us the kingdom sound of heaven. What is on your heart to remind us as we walk faithfully before you, as we draw closer to you. Father, we just give you, commit ourselves to you. Open our ears, open our spiritual ears, open our spiritual eyes. Give us a heart to receive what the Spirit of God has to say today. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen, amen. So we are jumping in, and actually, we're talking about no more sitting on the sidelines today. No more sitting on the sidelines, right? So when I say we're jumping in, that's what we're doing. We're jumping in, we're diving in. No more sitting on the sidelines. Amen. Let's go to the word of the Lord. Open your Bibles if you're home and you can. Pull out your phone, whatever it takes. Let's get a nugget from the Lord today. The passage I want to take a look at is in the book of John. Go to John 5, if you will. I'm going to read a few verses, and we're just going to flow with Holy Spirit. Let him have his way today. John in the New Testament, chapter 5, verse 1. After this, the second miracle that Jesus did, there was a feast of the Jews. The second miracle, when Jesus healed the nobleman, after that miracle and the young man was healed, the son was healed, there was a feast of the Jews. And the Jesus went up to Jerusalem for the Jewish holy day, just like everybody else. That was the tradition. He went up to the feast. He was present. And while there, it says, verse 2, now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep's market inside the city near the sheep gate, there was a pool called Bethesda. And in the Hebrew tongue, Bethesda, having five porches. It said, and in those five porches, there was a multitude of impotent folks even those people were blind, some of them. Some of them were halt. Some of them were withered. They were all waiting for the moving of the water. So they all had different disabilities. They all had different problems. But there was a commonality. And that commonality was that they were all waiting for the moving of the water. I'm going to continue reading. And verse 4 says, "For an angel went down at a certain season," a certain season, "into the pool and troubled the water. And after the water was troubled, whoever was the first person in the pool that stepped into the pool was made whole of whatever disease he had." Verse 5. "And a certain man was there. And the man had had an infirmity, an illness, a sickness, a disease, 38 years. And when Jesus saw this man lying there, he knew that he had been a long time in that case. And he said unto the man, will you be made whole?" I'm going to stop there really quick just to take a look at the first 6 verses that we've read. So here comes Jesus. There's a feast going on. Jerusalem is lit. The city is lit. This is a Jewish holiday, a time of feasting. Everybody is present. And Jesus is there, and he's in Jerusalem, and he knows, if you're familiar, he's familiar with the region. By the sheep market, there's a pool. That pool is has 5 porches. And in those porches, we read, there was all kind of people. And I want to say this, all kinds of people. And when we think of people, we already know. It said some of the people were blind. Some of the people were halt. Some of the people were withered. So we already know people have problems, right? People have problems. That's a given. People have problems. These people that are described in John 5 had problems, had disabilities, had sickness, had disease. They were waiting. They had a commonality. So we can see people are going to have problems. All kinds of problems. Something else we can see. We can see that people are waiting. Now we're talking about no more sitting on the sidelines. That's our topic today. No more sitting on the sidelines. As we're reading this story, we see this encounter with Jesus. He encountered people with problems today. That hasn't changed. People have problems all kinds of problems. They have problems that cause them to not be able to see, cause their vision to be clouded, cause their understanding to be clouded, cause their spiritual eyes to be blind. It says the people were blind. It said the people were halt. Some problems cause us to be halt, cause us to get stuck, cause us to stop on the sidelines, cause us not to be able to take forward action, cause us not to be able to progress and proceed and grow in our lives. We become unraveled. No growth, no forward motion. People have problems. It said that some of the people were withered. Some of the people were withered, and that can be physically, because we know about the story of Jesus healing the man with the withered hand. So we could be withered. Something in us is not whole. Something in us is not healthy. Something in our life is withered. Withered. We're withered. But the commonality among the people with problems is that they were all waiting for the troubling of the water. They were all waiting for the troubling of the water because they knew they had faith that in a certain season an angel would come down. Someone had heard of, someone had experienced it, someone had broadcasted that if you come to the five porches, five being the number of grace, if you come and if you're willing to be in the right position, just possibly you might be one that they would say it would be your lucky day, that you might happen to be the first one in the pool after the troubling of the water, and you will be made whole. So it was worth it to the people with problems to come and take a chance. It was worth it to the people crowded into the five porches of grace. It was worth it to come from near and far. By chance, perhaps, they had faith to believe to get to the porch of grace. And they lay there, they sat there, waiting. Waiting for the troubling of the water. And along comes Jesus. Jesus the answer. Jesus the solution to every problem. We said people in Jesus' day and in our day, people have problems. People are waiting. And here comes Jesus, the Lord, Master, Savior, answer to every problem we shall ever encounter in life. Let's go back. So Jesus comes and he sees the man, and he knew that he had been a long time in that case. That word case makes me think about a court case. And it makes me think about how sometimes you can be charged with a crime or arrested. That can happen quickly. Cops stop you. Cops determine you've committed a crime that's arrest worthy. Cops read you your rights, arrest you, take you to jail and booking and processing, and you're sitting in jail waiting. And sometimes your case can get bumped, your date can be pushed back, and you're in jail, prison, waiting for your opportunity to go before the judge, waiting for your opportunity to plead your case. It makes me think about the man was in this case a long time. It makes me think about legal cases that drag on for years. I remember there was a case of a person that was brain dead, I think 20 years or so. That case and the fighting and the petitioning between family, this part of the family, this in-law part of the family, the conflicting views about what should happen to this young lady. But the case dragged on forever. Look at this man. 38 years he had been in that case awaiting deliverance, awaiting breakthrough, awaiting dismissal of this case, awaiting deliverance. The topic today, no more sitting on the sidelines. No more sitting on the sidelines. It's time for the people of God to dive in. It's time for the people of God to jump in. Jesus is here. There's nothing like I can imagine. I've never been in trouble with the law. I've never had to go to court for criminal charges. I've never been arrested. But I can imagine if I had been, those of us that have been, I can imagine how you feel when you see a good attorney. You've had the money to hire the best attorney that there is. I can imagine how you would feel when he walked through those courtroom doors. And you know this is an attorney that wins all his cases. This is an attorney that's well known, for his track record speaks for him. And I'm thinking today, as we talk about the impotent man that was in that case situation, 38 long years he waited. He had faith to somehow get there every day, to be in that place, that he might not miss it, that maybe this year will be my year. Maybe this year I'll be selected. I'll get in first. I'll make it. And Jesus sees him, and Jesus knows his story by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. Jesus knows he'd been at it a long time. And Jesus saw him, and he asked him a very important question. He said, "Wilt thou be made whole?" Would you like to be made whole? Would you like to get well? Let me ask you that question before I proceed any further, because some people, it's sad to say, get comfortable in the jail cell while they're waiting to go to trial, while they're waiting for their case to be presented before the judge. Jesus said, "Let me ask you, I see you've been in this case a long time. Are you ready for breakthrough? Are you ready for change? Are you ready for transformation? Are you ready for deliverance? Are you wanting to get well?" Ha, that's the question of the hour. Wilt thou be made whole? Will you permission? Where are you? Are you receptive? Do you have the doors locked against Jesus? Or is the door open? He's standing at the door knocking. He was standing at the door of the man with an invitation. Only you can speak for yourself individually when Jesus visits you and he asks you a question. Wilt thou? Do you want to get well? He's asking this morning through this Kingdom Sound broadcast, do you want to get well? What is your response to the Lord today? Do you want to be made whole? Do you want to be delivered? Do you want to be set free? I declare, if you want to, he'll do it in the name of Jesus. Today, for those that will reach out in faith, the man did have faith to show up at the five porches of grace, to show up that he might receive grace today. This day I'm coming, 38 years in the case, but every day he's showing back up. Every opportunity, let's say, he's showing back up. Let me be present that the grace of God might flow my way. And it did, because here comes Jesus talking to him, talking to us today, asking us the same important question. Do you want to get well? Do you want deliverance? Do you want breakthrough? Do you want to be set free? Do you want it? Do you want to get off the sideline? Imagine you an NBA player and you sat on the bench your whole career, and finally late in the day of your career, here comes the head coach. Do you want to get in the game? Do you want to? You sat on the bench, you got a ring, but you sat on the bench the whole career. I never put you in. But today is your day. Today is the day of salvation. If you harden not your heart, if you let me in, I'll come in. And when I come in, I'm coming with the Holy Spirit of God, the Paraclete. Oh. He wants to make his abode in us today. Verse 7, the impotent man answered Jesus and he said, "Sir, I don't have a man. When the water gets troubled, I don't have a person to put me in the pool. But as I'm trying to make my way down, my impotent way down, another person steps down in front of me. They always beat me to the punch. But today, oh, Coach Jesus, oh, he's got a spot on the team for everybody. It's not just one spot. In this story, the parable of the impotent man, Jesus recounts the experience. There was one opportunity, the first person in after the water is troubled. But I declare, when Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins and mine, when he made that exchange, when the veil was torn from top to bottom, oh, Jesus, he troubled the water for generations. He troubled the water for humanity. Everybody that will jump in and partake of his blood, everybody that will jump in and partake of his death, burial, resurrection. Oh, there is grace today. There is deliverance today. There is healing and wholeness, emotional, physical, whatever we need today. Jesus did it once and for all. Now every day is the season that the waters are troubled. Every day is the season for potential and change and deliverance and breakthrough and set free. Every day is the day
to break the curse, to break the hindrance, to break the barriers, to break the obstacles, to tear down the wall, to walk free. Let's read. Let's finish this. So the impotent man, opportunity is here. Grace has found me, but he stumbled with his words. I don't have a man, he says. That's not what Jesus said. Jesus said, do you want? Give me permission to heal you, to make you well, to make you whole. He's knocking at the door today of hearts and minds. Would you let him in? No excuses. No more sitting on the sideline. No more making excuses. No more coming up with responses that are not answers to the question Jesus is asking. Do you want to be saved? Do you want to be delivered? Do you want to be set free? All he needs is your yes. Give him a yes today. When the man answered Jesus and said, will you be made whole? He said, sir, I don't have nobody. Jesus said, take up your bed and walk. And the man responded. He answered wrong. But listen, this man had faith. Do you have faith to be healed? Do you have faith to believe God today? Take up your bed, whatever the bed represents in your life. Take it up and walk. Walk to Jesus. Run to Jesus. Right now, in the name of Jesus, you can be saved, set free, and delivered. Confess with your mouth. Repent of your sins. Accept in your heart the Lord Jesus. I believe, Jesus, that you're making a way for me today. Today is my day of salvation, and I receive you as my Lord and Savior. No more sitting on the sidelines. Walk in the freedom and the newness of life today. In Jesus' name, you've been listening to Kingdom Sound. We are the radio broadcast ministry of Victory International Praise Ministries. God bless you and keep you, and walk in victory.
Thank you for listening in to Kingdom Sounds. Be sure to listen in Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Our service times are Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. and Tuesdays at 7:30 p.m. If you have a prayer request, you can send it in to VIPMinistries@att.net. We are located at 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida, 32935. VIP is empowering God's people to overcome what's overcoming them and mobilizing them to impact society. Our prayer is that God will bless you and keep you, that he will make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Be blessed.
You're listening to WWBC, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.
A story is told about Alexander the Great. A friend asked him for a large sum of money. Alexander granted the request, but gave the man five times what he had asked for. When the man tried to return the excess, saying the original amount he requested would be enough, Alexander said, "What you requested was enough for you to receive, but it was not enough for me to give." Alexander the Great lived before Jesus Christ, but his attitude about giving sounds like what Jesus taught. When you are asked for something, even by your enemy, give more than the person expects to receive. This is David Jeremiah, encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's way to give on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com and get your roadmap for life. Route 66. Start